With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, I got to check in with this guy.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And that dude that covers the Packers, not the Packers, the Bucks, for the Racine Journal Times and RacineSportsZone.com. Joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We call him White Gary around these parts.
What's up, Gary?
How are you this afternoon, White Gary?
I am doing swell. Thank you, guys.
Swell.
How active are the trade talks for DeAndre Jordan? We saw your rumor that the Bucks are interested. How active are these trade talks?
Well, I think they've been ongoing, and based on what I hear from different people, they could be ongoing until February when the deadline occurs. And the Bucks are one of four teams that expressed sincere interest, and there's a bunch of other teams that are interested, but the Clippers obviously aren't in a hurry. They'll wait to get the best deal they can and go from there.
I like what the Nets are doing. Marks has done a nice job as general manager. Gets D'Angelo Russell, gets rid of a horrible contract in Brooke Lopez last year, and now he gets Jahlil Okafor and Stauskas in another deal today, including a second round pick. I didn't give up really anything at all. For me, even though there's no guarantee Okafor is their pass this year because he didn't have his option picked up, I just think adding him and D'Angelo Russell, two guys that are lottery picks, high-end lottery picks that didn't work out in their situations, this is how you might take a horrible situation and turn it into something bright. If Okafor pans out and they can keep him along with Russell, you got something.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, they have absolutely nothing to lose. They can throw darts, and if they hit, all the better. I heard the Bucks and the Hawks were interested as well, and Okafor is a talent. The problem is off the court. he's had issues since he's been in the NBA, and some teams don't want to deal with that. And I think Brooklyn's a very good place for him.
See, and the Bucks, I think, would have been fine too. You have Jabari Parker here; they're both good friends. I think that would have been negated.
It was a slam dunk.
If you would have had Jahlil Okafor here, I don't think you would have had those off-court issues.
No, slam dunk.
Yeah, and Brooklyn really didn't give up much. I mean, Trevor Booker.
Exactly. That's what I said. Nothing. Right.
I definitely could see it. So maybe the Bucks feel that they can get Jordan. I'm not sure, what their stance is, but the price for Okafor was definitely lower than most people expected.
Sure. Yep.
So, Rashad Vaughn?
How about that?
How about that, Gary?
He's making his run to get a contract.
Yeah, how about that? Should we overreact or what should we do?
Yeah, I mean, Rashad, I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
I mentioned this with Sparky last night. Talk about being professional. I mean, one of the raps on Rashad has been his maturity or their lack of. But, the guy has worked hard, since finding out that his contract wasn't extended. And Chris Middleton was telling me last night that he's worked hard in practice and he stays after practice and he's kept his head up. So, you got to give him credit.
Well, and now the question is whether or not Kidd will stay with him or not. And we've seen this before. Rashad Vaughn plays two or three games and then we don't see him for 3 weeks. So the question is whether or not this coaching staff will stay with him and believe in him or abandon ship like they always do.
Well, I think they'll play it game by game. If Rashad's on, they'll stick with him. If he's not, he'll go to the bench. But you're right. He didn't play the last two games, and then the game before that he only played 1 minute. So it's not like Kidd has a lot of confidence in him.
But again, without Jason Terry here for a couple of weeks, and by the way, we had Jason Terry on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show last night presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. And Terry said,
say you didn't do any talking?
No. Oh, he talked a lot. But I asked Jason Terry about how his injury is. And he said, yeah, they're saying 2 weeks. I'm saying I'll be back in 4 days. He goes, I know my body. I'll be back in 4 days. So, I mean, that's okay. A big difference from 2 weeks to 4 days. But even if that's the case, that still puts him out through this weekend. So you have now two home games coming up against the Mavericks and the Jazz, rematch against mm-hmm. the Mavericks who embarrassed you, and a Jazz team that's been playing pretty good as of late. For me, Vaughn needs to play in both those games and continue to get his 15 to 18 minutes. And then if he plays well in both those games, that should earn him time in the next game on, I think it's next Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think kid's going to play it by ear and see what happens. And the crazy thing about it was Rashad actually showed some signs of improvement right before they decided not to extend his contract.
Yep.
And, you know, he's become actually a pretty decent three-point shooter. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they throw him in some kind of a package deal, you know, at the deadline, or, you know, if they just let him walk after the season.
That's another player, if I'm the Nets, I'm interested in. I mean,
these
guys that were thought to be, you know, going to be really great players that are really still very young, and Rashad Vaughn is still very young, to take a gamble on him makes all the sense in the world if you're trying to shed contracts or long-term deals or whatever the case may be. I think Rashad Vaughn is going to make these guys regret not playing him. That's how I think this is going to play out. Maybe I'm wrong, but again, he's not just a shooter. He can get to the rim. He can finish around the rim. He can get to the free throw line, obviously, with contact. I just think there's more to his game than you realize.
So you think they're doing a poor job? Are they doing a poor job then, Gary, or getting him out on the floor? I mean, is it coaching? I mean, Steve's high side sounds like he's great if Steve tells it. So what's wrong?
Well, I was really high on Rashad Vaughn coming out of college. Remember that, Steve?
Yep.
I heard that. Yeah. So what's wrong here? Where's the disconnect?
Well, I think part of it is, has to be thrown at Rashad Vaughn. You know, I mean, I think he's gotten his act together more this season. But in the previous seasons, I thought he was very mature. I don't think he was focused on being a good player. I think he was happy to be in the NBA. And, you know, that's what happens. You see that happen with a lot of guys. They're just happy to be there.
So his work ethic needs to be better than what it is.
Yeah, and I think it has gotten better, to his credit, you know. But, unfortunately, that wasn't the case, you know, in the previous seasons.
And that happens, I think. Does it happen in the NFL as much as the NBA, Gary, where guys are just happy to be there and that first contract maybe not work as hard until after they're looking for a job?
I think so. I mean, it happens to a lot of players. Well, I think it happens more so in the NBA than the other two major sports, because guys can come in so young. And they've had so much success in college, and then all of a sudden they get smothered right away. And you got 15 guys on the bench? I mean, 15 guys on the team?
Yep.
It happens to those guys more than any other sport, I think. And because if you look at baseball, guys got the minor leagues, so they can go there and kind of get it figured out.
And come back.
In the NBA, they don't have that choice.
Well, they've got the Gatorade League, and we'll see if that ends up being that way. Did you see they're considering putting a Gator League team in Mexico City now? That's going to be the next one.
I did see that. Hey, by the way, did you see Oshkosh had a sellout for its first home game?
They should.
I saw that.
That team's playing really well, and they've got a lot of guys that have been one player of the week already and so forth. That's a very exciting product to watch right now with the Herd.
You know, I talked to Gary Payton Jr. the other day about this, and he said it's really been great up there. He really likes it. He doesn't want to make it a permanent home, but he said the fans have definitely been on board, and it's been a really positive situation.
That's awesome.
Find his work inside the Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com, WolfelsPressBox.com, and on Twitter at Gary with an E. Wolfel. White Gary, always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.